Chapter 72. Vi didn't know how Eline had explained it to Kylar, though she had known when by Kylar's sudden burst of confusion and hope and longing through the bond. Tonight was the night. She'd gone over the magic a number of times with Sister Ariel. As Ariel had warned her, Vi wasn't severing the bond, only partially suspending it. First, it was only suspended while Vi was actively using magic against it. If there was any good news, Vi thought, it was that Kylar was a virgin. That embarrassed him, but Vi thought it was extraordinary and kind of cute, which embarrassed him even further. Now, though, she simply hoped it meant his lovemaking with Eline would be brief. Vi had told Eline, and Eline had decided not to tell Kylar, that the suspension of the bond worked only one way. Kylar wouldn't feel Vi, but Vi would still feel him. Vi had her materials, an itchy wool robe that she hoped would distract her from whatever physical sensation bled through the bond, and a pitcher of wine for afterward, to obliterate her thinking. Sister Ariel didn't exactly approve, but she didn't forbid it either. Vi could only hope that Kylar was one of those men who promptly fell asleep after sex, because once she released the magic, he would feel her once more. If Kylar knew Vi was basically magically eavesdropping on his lovemaking, he would worry about it. Eline fully believed she would die by spring, and she deserved as much of Kylar's attention as she could get. Kylar was coming up the steps. He and Eline had finished a romantic dinner in the kitchen. Of course, they couldn't go out where people might see them. And Eline was leading him by the hand. Vi felt his anticipation and disbelief. He probed toward Vi, but she made herself a stone wall and began chanting. According to Sister Ariel, the weaves themselves weren't that challenging. It was using them at the strength required for the time required that was difficult. Plus, Sister Ariel allowed, it was probably emotionally taxing. Ariel thought Vi could probably maintain them for 20 minutes. Sister Ariel could probably withstand the emotional tax forever. The words bitch witch made their way into Vi's chanting, but they didn't have the force they used to. After all, it was Sister Ariel who had done all the research to make this possible. Was that her way of saying sorry? Layer upon layer of magic surrounded the bond, wreathing it like a fog. And in moments, Vi knew she was doing it right for two reasons. First, Kylar stopped, bewildered, as he was leaning forward to kiss Eline as they sat on the edge of their bed. Second, Vi could tell that he stopped leaning forward as he sat on the edge of his bed. Whatever Vi was doing to mute Kylar's side of the bond, it seemed to be amplifying her own. Panic hit her, making it hard to breathe. But Kylar didn't feel it. She could tell he didn't feel her. He wondered at the absence, and then joy spread through him like a fire. He pulled Eline into his arms and kissed her, passionately. It was hard for Vi to breathe. Vi could only choke out a series of curses to keep the magic going. She'd kissed men, of course, and had dozens more kiss her. She'd avoided it when she could, wishing she could be as numb there as below, but it was part of her work to kiss convincingly. Feeling Kylar kiss Eline was something different. It was fresh and innocent and full of rejoicing. Then it deepened, and Vi felt Kylar's surprise at the ferocity of Eline's passion. He fell, was pushed, back onto the bed, and she settled on his hips. Then he was kissing her again, fumbling with the ties of her dress. Vi cursed desperately, locking her eyes open, rubbing the wool across her forearm. It helped, a little, but Kylar's joy and free desire still lived in her head. Eline must have said something, because Kylar laughed. Vi could hear it through the wall, but as she felt it, she knew she'd never heard Kylar laugh like that. Maybe Kylar had never laughed like that in his whole life. It was playful and free and accepted and accepting, a joy wild and strong and content. This was the Kylar Eline had always seen. And with a pang, Vi knew Eline deserved him. There was a tenderness so deep emanating through the bond that it ached. And Vi realized that of all things, Kylar was talking to Eline.
"Put him in a bedchamber with a naked woman and he talks?"
Vi said aloud, still working her talent.
"No wonder he's still a virgin."
It was too bad the weaves weren't harder, because she needed the distraction. Eline was scared, Vi realized, and embarrassed because she knew exactly what Vi was doing here in this room. Either way, Kylar was soothing her, lying by her side, his left arm under her head and his right arm embracing her, caressing her while he spoke soft assurances and slowly awakened her passion. Vi had fucked so many times with so many men in so many ways, she thought she knew pretty much everything about sex. But Kylar and Eline, in their mutual ignorance, were experiencing something she never had. Their lovemaking fit into a pattern bigger than itself. There was no awkwardness, even in their fumbling, because there was no fear of judgment.
"Oh, fuck me, oh!"
Vi's voice squeaked, and she lost the thought. Whatever Eline was doing, she was either naturally gifted, or Kylar was extremely sensitive. Either way, the weave of pleasure through the bond was overwhelming. Vi's cheeks felt like they were on fire. Then, Vi felt Kylar's mischievous grin.
Damn it! It felt exactly the same way it looked.
And his own pleasure faded into the pleasure of pleasuring.
"You bastard," Vi said. "I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you."
When Vi fucked, she put on a persona like a mask, always. Kylar was making love as a whole man. Every aspect of himself was present. And Vi knew then that she loved him. She'd been attracted to things about Kylar from the first time she saw that damned mischievous grin in Count Drake's house. She'd admired how he tried to leave the way of shadows, how he treated Eline and Uli. She appreciated his excellence in fighting. She'd felt a twinge of infatuation long ago. But then, she'd once been infatuated with Jarl, who was a homosexual. In the past month, she'd even come to accept that she desired Kylar. But all those things weren't love. Perhaps she never would have known what love was if she hadn't talked so much with Eline, and if she hadn't felt it daily in Kylar's feelings for Eline. Something banged into the wall inches from Vi, and she gasped. Her eyes widened. The magic almost escaped her. And only her fear of what would happen if it did helped her regain control. She scrubbed the wool against her arm.
Fuck, she hated wool. Dead babies. Bearded women. Black hair so long you can braid it. Moon blood. The smell of the warrens on a hot summer day. Unwashed whores. Vomit. Dead babies. Bearded women. Black hair, so, oh shit!
Vi bit the wool and held on to the magic for dear life. A few moments later, Vi could breathe again. She checked the magic as a deep sense of ease and restfulness and well-being and intimacy and peace with the entire world rolled over Kylar. The magic was still intact. Vi grabbed the pitcher of wine and drank from it directly.
It's a good thing you're a virgin, Kylar.
Were a virgin. I don't think I could have handled that for much.
Vi realized something at apparently the same time Eline did.
Kylar was still aroused. He asked a question, and Eline's answer was unmistakably and passionately affirmative. Vi set the pitcher down with shaking hands. Pleasure arced through Kylar again.
Oh, gods. It was going to be a long winter.